effectively under the Fair Deal, the HSE are paying themselves an average of €1,603 per resident per week, and they're expecting the members in the private and voluntary sector to provide the very same care, inspected by the very same inspector at HICWA, for an average of €885 per week. So they're in effect paying themselves 81% more than they are willing to pay to the private sector. And under the Fair Deal, a person contributes 80% of their pension and up to 22.5% of their assets. So the Fair Deal was meant to be fair, but clearly this isn't a fair deal for the owners and operators of the private and voluntary sector.
Do you believe then that effectively you are subventing the HSE's operations in as much as you're not getting paid as much as they are, but you're expected to provide the same service?
Absolutely. I mean, in effect, what's happening here is that the HSE are being rewarded for inefficiency. And on the other flip side of that is that our members in the private and voluntary sector of Nursing Homes Ireland, their viability is being threatened. There's very little capacity being added, and we see nursing homes closing across the country.
Do you believe this disparity is going to be a disincentive in terms of getting more people into the sector, getting more people actually offering services which nationwide are badly needed?
Yeah, absolutely. It is an absolute disincentive, and that was highlighted a number of years ago by the economic consultants DKM. The government committed to a Fair Deal pricing review that has to be published in 2017. It's now 2020 and that hasn't been published. So you'd have to be less than cynical to understand that they're trying to bury that report. But the consequences will be far-reaching, and we may end up in a situation where, similar to the housing crisis in years to come, in respect of nursing home care.